worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park, and we invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55, beginning at verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Verses 1 through 13, all of Isaiah chapter 55. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you've given us the wonderful gift of your written word. Thank you for the many ways your word guides us, heals us, counsels us, encourages us, stirs us, and empowers us to be the disciples you've called us to be. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray your word as well and to walk in its wisdom each and every day. With every passing day, more and more help us to be the people that live in your word that you want us to be, and help us to learn to put it to work for the weapon that it is in our lives, and equip us to become better equipped warriors in the kingdom battles that we deal with day by day. We thank you and praise you for the wonderful gift of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Today is National Collection Week for the Ministry of Operation Christmas Child. And now through November 25th, believers in many different parts of the country are involved in collecting items that will help with this wonderful outreach. This is a ministry that helps to send the good news of Jesus Christ to children around the world through the use of a simple tool like a shoebox gift. This is a direct way for you to equip the local church around the world, Operation Christmas Child's local ministry partners, with a simple platform, a shoebox gift, to reach their own communities and establish long-term relationships. Keep in mind, again, there will be drop-off places that if you don't know in your community, you can go to this website that we're going to share in a moment to find out where to find a drop-off location that's near you. But remember, any standard shoebox will do, or you can order pre-printed shoeboxes and support materials for your church or family to get involved. So if you want to get involved with this wonderful outreach that Operation Christmas Child, which is an outreach of the Ministry of Samaritan's Purse, just go to their website, visit samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Again, that's samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more about this wonderful outreach or to find a drop-off location near you whereby you and your family can contribute And certainly if you want to give financially as well, that's another way to help this wonderful way whereby, in a unique way, they share the gospel with communities, some of which may have never heard the gospel before. Hope that you will take the time to get involved. Let me remind you also that the American Family Association Christmas buttons are a great way to proclaim that the Christmas season is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And this year, we're once again using a popular button design that says, Jesus, He came for you. These buttons come in packs of 10, and we'd like to encourage you to wear a button to share the message and to give the rest away to friends, family, fellow church members, and others that come to your mind and heart to share them with as well. Go by afastore.net for more information or to order your Christmas buttons. Again, that's afastore.net. We're blessed to have with us in studio once again, Evangelist Herdecine Gorey. And I'm going to let her now, she's been with us many times, several times, but I'm going to let her further introduce herself and share about Night Watch Ministries, the ministry that she oversees as well.
Thank you once again for inviting me back. My name is Herdecine Gorey, and I am with the Night Watch Ministry, and it's housed in Nelaton, Mississippi. And One time I had narrowed it down that we were only working with post-abortive women. But as I mentioned last time, we are doing whatever God is calling us to do right now. Mm-hmm. And He's calling us to do many different things. For instance, starting this next week, we are going to start praying for the children because there's so many different things that's taking place with them. So we're on a mission from God. Whatever He calls us to do, that's what Night Watch Ministry is doing.
That's good. I appreciate you sharing that. Fanny just heard a scene. You know, I think of this too. You know, sadly, for some believers, they make the big mistake of thinking prayer is a nice little thing you tack on the end of your day or your activities. But the reality is, as believers learn what God teaches us and tells us about prayer, prayer is foundational to everything in the kingdom of God. And God calls every believer to be an effective and a faithful prayer warrior. And so much of what we get done, of course, all ministry is the work of the Holy Spirit, all ministry, period. But the ministry of the Holy Spirit is at work in a much greater way and is much more active as we learn to bathe what we do, everything we do in prayer. So I appreciate you mentioning about just the fact that God is making it more of an emphasis, a part of your ministry as well.
Well, thank you so much. But I look at prayer also now as a conversation mm-hmm. with God.
That's right.
It never ends, no mm-hmm. matter where we are. It's a conversation, and you're constantly in prayer. I think a lot of times people think you have to get on your knees and say special words, but we talk to God with everything, mm-hmm. and we have to make sure our lives and what we do in our lives are pleasing to God. The steps we take, the words we say, mm-hmm. that they are pleasing to Him. So it's a conversation.
That's right. That's right. And amongst other things, too, it's so helpful for us to keep in mind, too, that prayer is the tool and the means whereby, and of course, it relates to what you've just shared. It's a conversation. You know, anyone that you know and love and care about, you're communicating with that person.
That's right. Like
if you know someone, but you haven't talked to them in a long time, then the question will be asked, well, what's wrong? Because typically, you converse with those that you know and love and are closest to. And so, as you mentioned, prayer is a conversation, and it's something that we're all to grow in. And so when people pray every so many days or when they can't pay their light bill, that's not a very good relationship. That's not a consistent relationship. We're to talk to God daily.
Exactly. And you know, not only, daily, throughout the day.
That's right.
And just like
right.
you said earlier, it's not just the morning time or the night time. It's a constant conversation because we're in a spiritual warfare here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just nice knowing that I'm not a stranger to God.
That's right. That's right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us, pray without ceasing. In other words, we're to have an ongoing, just like you said, an ongoing conversation with God. So as we start, would you take a moment to pray for listeners to really have ears to hear what God wants them to hear and learn today?
Father, once again, thank you for giving us the opportunity, Father, to even pray. Because everything comes from you. You did not have to even wake us this morning. And right now, Lord, I'm asking you for each listener that's listening, that you will open their spiritual eyes, their spiritual heart, so they can see you, feel your touch,
yes, Lord,
that
Jesus.
They will know that you are realer than their breath, because mm-hmm. you are the breath in our nostril. And Father, I'm asking you right now to touch each individual in
thank
your
you,
special
Lord.
Way. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, we're grateful, as I've mentioned, our in-studio guest is Evangelist Herta Singori. And also, Evangelist Herta Singori, you're also an evangelist, an author, a minister, and just several other titles that you'd carry. But share with our listeners, let's see, the titles of the three books you've written: My Daily Adventures with God, Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural, and Flip Flop. Those are the three titles, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Summarize for us each book. The first one, My Daily Adventures with God. Tell us, in essence, what that book is about.
Well, My Daily Adventures with God is a 33-day walk that he carried me on for my healing. And not only was the healing for my physical body, but for my spiritual and mental body also.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took me on a daily walk for 33 days.
Mm-hmm.
And each day, he would carry me to a different part, might be a different part of the yard, might be a different part of town, might be on a trip. I might have been flying, going someplace. But with each day, he would show me something. And then he would speak to me through what he would show me.
Mm-hmm.
And at that particular time, I didn't realize that God speaks to us through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, he started healing me by just looking at nature.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, he had given me a desire to start taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would take those pictures, he would just show me different things and speak to me in a different way. And then it caused me to go back and search through the scripture, and everything that he would say,
mm-hmm.
what he would show me, I could find it in scripture. So I mm-hmm. knew it was him who was talking.
That's good. That's good. Okay, again, that first title was My Daily Adventures with God. The second book is Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural. Tell us just in a nutshell what that book was about.
Well, Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural took place after I got back from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got back from Israel, my life was never the same.
Mm-hmm.
When I was baptized in the Jordan, I came up a different person.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I was whole before I went down, but I was super whole when I came up.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I got back, he just started showing me deeper revelations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time, people don't understand what God is showing us. But when we seek a closer walk with him, and through that one, I was seeking even a deeper, deeper walk with him, because I had fallen in love with him even more.
Mm, okay. So part of it is sharing your story or your journey after you got back from Israel.
That's correct.
Okay. And then the third book, Flip Flop. That's about shoes, right?
So that's well, no, it's not about shoes. It's about everything have a flip side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Either you're going to heaven or either you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're doing good or either you're doing bad.
Hmm.
Either when you plant a seed, it's going to become a harvest. So everything was the flip side of the other things.
Mm-hmm.
So either you had to flip it in order to take it out. So that's what it was about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. If someone listening would like to get one of the books, how could they do that?
They can get in touch with me at 207 Road 1203, Nellanton, Mississippi, and that zip is 38858.
Okay. Okay, we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herta Singori. She's the author of My Daily Adventures with God, Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural, and Flip Flop. We'll be right back.
I long for your embrace. can feel your presence here with me. Suddenly I'm lost within your beauty. Caught up in the whirlwind of your touch. Here in this moment, I surrender to your love.
Music of Mercy Me, the song Here With Me. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We have with us in studio today our in-studio guest, Evangelist Herticene Gorey. She's the author of three books, My Daily Adventures with God, Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural, and the last one, Flip Flop. And Evangelist Herticene, would you share once again, I think the break kind of cut in, again, the address, if they're wanting to get in touch with you and get the books, share that once more, please.
207 Road 1203, Nelaton, Mississippi, and the zip is 38858. And the spelling of Nelaton is Nettleton. And they can call at 662-963-3805.
All right. Okay, thanks. Share the phone number one more time.
662-963-3805.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, Evangelist Herticene, amongst other things, too, you do a lot of journaling.
Yes.
Correct. I want to ask if you'll share with our listeners now. A lot of believers have heard the term prayer journaling or talking about a Christian journaling. Explain what prayer journaling is.
Prayer journaling is when you hear what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear what he's saying, you record it. So during my prayer time, when I began praying, I always welcomed the Holy Spirit in and into my day, into my moment.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if I'm waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I welcome him in. Mm-hmm. And I always asked him, what is on his heart and what's on his mind that he want to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And during the process, when I'm praying, I hear what he's saying, he was speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start recording it.
Okay.
And sometime I might write upside down. Sometime I might write straight. But when he's speaking to me, I just start writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of time, he would give me a word for someone, and I would get in touch with that person. And what's going on during that particular time is what he have said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so prayer journaling, tell me if I'm saying correctly what you're sharing. Basically, in your prayer time with God, you spend time, you ask God questions, and you converse with him, and you write down God's response is what he's sharing with you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I put it in a notebook.
Okay.
But for the last year, I have been recording it in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have over 1,600 daily messages that he have given me.
Hmm. Okay. So you're writing it in your text messages?
I record them in my notes in my phone.
In your notes in your phone. Okay.
And then I send them out
mm-hmm.
and send them out as a message each day, what he have given to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I usually send it out maybe to over 200 people.
Okay.
And then I always post it on my Facebook page.
Now, how long have you been prayer journaling?
I've been prayer journaling ever since 2007.
2007, okay.
And I was thinking about it when I was coming up this morning. My mother used to do prayer journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize what she was doing. She would always have notebooks just sitting around her.
Mm-hmm.
And she would send out letters. She would send out cards. And I had no idea what she was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew she was just buying lots of stamps.
Oh, okay.
And so, and I was thinking about it when I was coming in, that she used to do the same thing.
So she sort of modeled it for you before you ever started.
Exactly. And I didn't even know what I was looking at.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. You know, our producer, Rick Robinson, and I were talking yesterday because, of course, I'm looking forward to your coming. And a new journaling is something big on your heart that you've been doing a long time. And Rick had a couple excellent points about journaling. I'm going to ask him if he'll share those thoughts.
Well, it's good to be with you, Joseph. I appreciate you letting me come on. And, well, journaling to me over the years has been a real encouragement. I would like to say consistently every day I've journaled, but like a lot of other areas in my life, it's not been consistent. But to be able to go back and read in the journal and see what the Lord showed you, it's just, it really builds the faith. It does for me to go back and see, you know, you're going through Psalm 25 and the Lord showed you these things about himself or about you. So I just find it very encouraging to do that. And I think maybe, you know, I don't know that I would journal for this reason, but I have it in mind that maybe one day down the road, I'll have a grandchild who will open up a journal. Or maybe generations down the line, people will read something that I wrote and be encouraged. I mean, how many of us would not be encouraged to see something that our great-grandparent wrote about the Lord? So it's a way that God can use it any way he wants to. He can make it not exist anymore if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly he could use it to speak to generations down the road. I was reading a psalm the other day that was talking about, I will speak of your faithfulness, or I will sing of your faithfulness to every generation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's not probably exactly what the psalmist was talking about, but we do have an opportunity with these valuable things called words, you know, on a piece of paper to speak to others about what a holy God did in a sinner's life. So I enjoy journaling, and I'm going to get back to it. I think you've prompted me to do that.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Getting back on track.
I'm so thankful that you mentioned that, because I told my daughter in about 2 months ago, I told her, I said, now when I'm gone from here, all my journals that's on the shelf, do not throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Take them and read them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's for that. So many is for that purpose, because it's so many things that God tells us about our children, even when we're praying.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of those things have come to pass.
Praise God.
And for them to go back to see, it will pull them even closer to Christ, because they know that he speaks and
that's
he's
right.
real.
Mm. And, you know, and this relates to both what Rick has shared and what you just shared as well, Evangelist Herdazine. The Bible is a book of God's recorded what's from his heart and his mind. And, of course, it's the eternal word of God. But, you know, the Bible also lets us know everything God does is eternal. So obviously his word is eternal. But also the truths that he puts on the heart of individual believers who choose to write them down, those have eternal truth and work in them as well. Because anything from God, no matter who he sends it through, is eternal.
Exactly.
And so those truths can bless a person once, or can bless a person 1,000 times as well when they go back and read it again.
And I'm reading a book, as a matter of fact, I have read a book from Jeannie Guyton that she wrote back in the 1700s, and it was journaling that she did. Because at that particular time, she wasn't allowed to preach.
Mm-hmm.
But she wrote down what God said, and I have the book right now.
That's powerful to consider. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask Evangelist Henderson, would you take a moment to pray for believers to really prayerfully consider the possibility of, whether it's every day or just periodically, to start journaling in their life with the goal of not only encouraging and strengthening themselves, but maybe somebody else that may come along and get a chance to read it as well?
Father, right now we're asking you once again to touch each listener. And Father, let them know that their words are important, because so often we can think that it has no value.
Yes,
but
Lord,
anything that you have given to us is a value, is to have value to it, and it will help the next person. And Father, right now, I'm just asking you to touch each individual heart and let them know they are fearfully and wonderfully made,
yes,
and they are needed for this kingdom business, because they will reach some that I will never know of. And Father, I'm just asking you this in your holy name, Lord Jesus, and you know exactly who to touch, Father. And I thank you right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so, Evangelist Henderson, the first book that you wrote entitled My Daily Adventures with God, now, did I understand correctly that was in part from your journaling? That kind of book came from your journaling?
I believe at that particular time that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to come in each day after God had shown me something,
mm-hmm,
or he had given me a word. And even if it was at 12 o'clock at night, I had to sit down and write that down.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he would give it to me, I would write it down. So mm-hmm, I believe that's where the journaling really started from.
Okay.
But also, years before, I would always find myself jotting down little things, and I might have a little piece of paper here or a little sheet of paper here. Or either, even in church, I would write down the things what I would hear the Holy Spirit say,
mm-hmm,
and I would write it on a program, and I might put it in my Bible, I might put it in a book. And now, since I've started thinking about it,
mm-hmm,
I'm looking back over these things, and I have little pieces of paper,
mm-hmm,
of different things that I have heard the Holy Spirit say.
That's neat. That's
but
neat.
Another thing about it, I didn't feel worthy of that word.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel worthy that word meant anything, and I never shared it.
You know, that's, I guess that you're touching on a truth that's important for us to be mindful of, is that when God speaks something and it blesses you, it may very well bless a million other people too. So we're wise to share it with others, not just keep it to ourselves, you know. And all of us need to remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that God speaks to us in different ways. And I always said, now, if he spoke to a donkey and let him talk,
mm-hmm,
then he'll speak to me.
So true for all of us, certainly. So I think of this too. You know, I think it's powerful to consider this. Like, I recall there was a time years ago when my family and I, we lived in the Nashville, Tennessee area. My youngest son, Daniel, he played saxophone. And at that time, I don't know if this still happens in Nashville or not, but musicians would go downtown and play on the street. Well, I let him take his saxophone, and I'd pass out gospel tracts, and he would play his saxophone. Well, the first time he went, he made about $3 and something, like, you know, while I was out passing out gospel tracts. But the next time we went, again, to pass out gospel tracts, and he'd sit there and play, and he played Christian songs. You know, it was ministry on the street. And he said he was going to believe God for, and he stated this, he was going to believe God for at least $16. And then that day, you know, he got $20. But I recorded that. I wrote it down. And to me, it's very touching that we had that memory together. But also the fact is, he put his faith to work and he saw God move in a good way, you know.
Wonderful thing.
That's right. If he'd said it the first time, he might have gotten $20 the first time. But to have recorded it is very special to me, the fact that we had that memory. It was a faith adventure, but also it's an opportunity for him to minister in Nashville, Tennessee. So he used music to make money in Nashville.
And another thing I've learned from journaling also,
mm-hmm,
if you don't record what the Holy Spirit have told you,
mm-hmm,
the devil will snatch it.
Mm.
So when you can go back and you can look at it and you say, wow, this is what he said at this particular time, because you will not remember everything he have told you.
That's true. That's true. You know, that's a powerful point, because something I think it's important for us as believers to keep in mind is recording is wise and important, because there are times in which sometimes God will say something to you one time, and if you forget it, you've forgotten it. But on the other hand, if you write it down, you have it recorded, and you might ask the question, well, why would God say something to you only once? That's a question we can ask the Lord when we get to heaven. I don't know. But if he chooses to do it, and if we're wise enough to write it down, it can be captured on paper. But if we forget it, it may be gone for this lifetime. So.
Exactly.
We have as our in-studio guest today, Evangelist Hurtasene Ghori. She's an author and evangelist. We'll be right back. Hillsong, the song The One Thing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. I want to remind you once again, this is Collection, National Collection Week, now through November 25th, for the ministry of Operation Christmas Child. And this is a ministry that's sending the good news of Jesus Christ to children all around the world through a simple shoebox gift. One more wonderful way to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and build the kingdom of God. And this is a direct way for you to help equip the local church around the world in other countries. Again, Operation Christmas Child's local ministry partners in those countries with a simple platform, a shoebox gift to reach their own communities and establish long-term relationships. If you want to get in touch with this wonderful work that Operation Christmas Child is doing, which is a division of the Ministry of Samaritan's Purse, just visit samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Again, that's samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more about the ministry of Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse, and to find a drop-off location near you in your community. Hope you'll take time to do that. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Hurtasene Ghori. And Evangelist Hurtasene, in this last segment, I want to ask if you'll share, you know, I think of this is an important truth for us to be mindful of as it relates to journaling. You know, in the kingdom of God, we don't learn things just to say we've learned them. All truth is meant to be applied. It's meant to be put to work. And, you know, journaling is a wonderful tool that we can and should use, amongst other things, for ministry. And God calls every believer into full-time ministry, whether you realize it or not. He has so much work for us to be doing, the sharing of the gospel, evangelizing and disciple-making as well. Would you share your thoughts on that?
It's so important because I always say God have called me to the soul business.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many people that people don't realize have never heard the gospel right in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So to minister to people, to go out to let them know that Jesus is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, it's not through my talk, it's through the walk that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about it now. My husband and I, we walk each day. And everyone in our neighborhood knows us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives us the opportunity to even speak life into that person, to speak, to share the gospel with that person. Matter of fact, it's two homeless people that stays on the road. Matter of fact, by choice.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed by choice. Well, matter of fact, they're dead now. They died about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they were homeless by choice.
Mm-hmm.
But when I would go by and I would see them and I was thinking, now, this is God's child here. Someone
mm-hmm.
got to go to them. So I started writing cards, and I would send my husband to give to each one of these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whenever they would see me and I would stop in my car, they would always come to my window.
Mm-hmm.
And one would always tell me, you know, I don't feel good today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always say, well, you know, Jesus is waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come and sit on my porch and ask me, can I talk to you today? I said, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he was thought that he had done too badly for Jesus to love him.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to show him. I didn't realize this is what God was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was using me to show kindness through just a mere card,
mm-hmm.
just a mere gift at Christmas time to let him know that he wasn't forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them passed.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they receive Jesus as their Savior through just a mere card of Jesus, of Jesus' love, and he loves you. Because it's each one of our responsibility
mm-hmm.
to go out to the lost.
That is so true. You know, I think of this, that, you know, Matthew chapter 28 tells us the Great Commission, and that's found in Matthew chapter 28, that we're to go into all the world and make disciples.
Exactly.
And a part of making disciples is both evangelizing, sharing the gospel so that people can come to be saved. And then once they're saved, we help them and encourage them to grow up in their faith and to learn to become mature believers who in turn will be a disciple and make other disciples themselves as well. And all of us are called to that. Yet sadly, for many believers, in their perspective, they don't think that ministry is for them. They may think, well, I go to church and I try to live a good life, but don't recognize all of us have a testimony that we are to share. All of us can do things such as give out gospel tracts and invite people to church and ask, how can I pray for you today? And this work needs to be done because these are things that the Holy Spirit does through us to minister and touch a hurting world.
But I realized also a loss of people that's outside of the church feel as if they have done too badly to go back into the church.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to be outside of those doors
mm-hmm.
to let them know that they are loved.
That's right. That's right.
And it's outside of the four walls that the kingdom business is there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go out. We have to do what the Holy Spirit appoints for us to do. Because, see, you never know how God is going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it has to be this way, but God is not, he might use us to do it in another way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about Gillingham, how he was such the least of his tribe,
mm-hmm.
but God used him in a mighty way.
Mm-hmm.
And he can use each one of us in a mighty way just in our setting.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
We don't know what God is going to do through us if we're willing vessels.
That
matter of
so
fact,
true.
It's one man that lived on the road and he had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I had never in my life seen him in church.
Mm-hmm.
But I started thinking, okay, I called someone and asked, but then I heard the Holy Spirit say, you do your part.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing my part. So each week, God used me to start taking him a bouquet of flowers each week and a
mm-hmm.
card.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And he told me that he was awakened through a yellow rose. So see, we don't know what God is going to do it and how he's going to do it.
He used a little yellow rose to touch his heart.
Exactly.
And you know, Evangelist, you make a powerful and a very simple but a powerful point. We're to live our lives as vessels in the hands of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is all about ministry. 100% he's all about ministry. And as we listen to him, he'll use us anywhere under any circumstances. But the key is we have to listen to him and do what he says. And you know, I think of this, that I think for many believers, they're afraid of the word holiness. You know, it's like I'm not holy, or they say things and they think is in humility. But God calls all of us to live a holy life. But it's so important for us to understand what that does and doesn't mean. Living holy is not about having a list of things that we don't do. Holiness is about knowing God, listening to the Holy Spirit, and doing exactly what he tells us to do. Being in the hands of the Holy Spirit, it means being set apart for the work and the will of God. And as we do that, the Holy Spirit will help us to live a holy life, because he's saying, do this, don't do this, follow me here, go minister to this person, give this to that person. And whatever he tells us, it's holy and it's right, and it's going to bless people, and it's going to get the work of God done. Listening to the Holy Spirit. I want to ask, would you take a moment specifically to pray for believers to recognize the need that all of us have ministry to do? Yes. And it's the most exciting kind of life to live, where we're in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Would you pray for our listeners in that regard?
Right now, Lord Jesus, I'm just asking you right now once again to touch each listener's man. Yes, because so Jesus, often the world will make us feel as if we are not worthy, that we have to be a big here, a big person here, a big person there. But you use the least of us to do your will. And Father, let each person know, Lord, that you have chosen them. And yes, if they will seek a closer walk with you, that they can hear and do as you will have them to do. And Lord, I just thank you. Just touch each person's heart. Open their understanding so they will know they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and yes, you can use us and want to use us. And Lord, I just thank you once again for this opportunity. In your holy name, Jesus, I give you praise, because it's all about you. And I thank you, Lord. Amen.
And Father, I do thank you and I praise you for the privilege you give us of being vessels through which you can work through us. You told us, Father, you let us know in your word that we have these truths in earthen vessels, that we're simply vessels in your hands, vessels of the Holy Spirit, vessels through which the Holy Spirit can reach and touch people for today and all eternity. Lord, help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that every day is a day to be a vessel for your Spirit, Holy Spirit, to use, and that it helps life to become just exciting and joy-filled as we simply live lives where the Holy Spirit reaches through us to bless people, to love people, to point people to Jesus Christ, to help them to grow up in their faith. Lord, help us to know, Lord, that that's what we're here for, to be vessels in your hands, instruments that can be used mightily by you. And help us to live a yielded life, where we simply have a yes, Lord, life, where we, when we hear from you, we just say, yes, Lord, whatever you want. And Lord, help us to know that's what a holy life is about, listening to you and being a vessel set apart for you to do whatever you want or wish to do in a given setting. Lord, teach us and empower us daily to live available lives, yielded lives that say, yes, Lord, yes to your Holy Spirit all the time. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And just started saying, our time is almost gone. We have a few more moments. Anything further you'd like to share with our listeners before we run out of time here?
Let God use you, because this one lady that had stage 4 cancer hadn't been to church in 26 years. Just from a mere rose, she's coming.
Praise God.
Just listen and just do what God has for you to do. It might sound strange, but it's nothing strange with God.
That's right.
And if he tells us to go, just go, because souls are important.
Do you all think that occasionally we think, well, I'm not going to do it right, and think, I'm going to mess this up? What are your thoughts on that?
That's the way the world will make us feel, as if we are not worthy to do something. Mm-hmm. It has to be someone else that can speak better or at a larger place. And, you know, sometimes we feel, I'm too small for this. No mm-hmm. one knows me, but it's not about that, because God knows us and he knows the person that he wants us to go to.
Mm. And, you know, I think, too, in relation to that question, Rick, the devil wants to tell you you're going to mess it up, but I think God looks at your heart. If you make the effort, the Holy Spirit can take even feeble efforts and do wonderful things with them. So obedience, an obedient heart, God can do wonders with an obedient heart. It's just when we decide, God, you can't use me, and we give him a list of reasons, Lord doesn't really want to hear that.
That's right.
He wants to hear, yes, Lord, yes. Whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to step out and do it. So thank you for asking that question. Evangelist Hurtasine, share with our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you or Night Watch Ministries, tell them again how they can do that.
They can get in touch with me at 207 Road 1203, Nellerton, Mississippi, and the zip is 38858. Or they can call me at 662-963-3805. And they can also find me on my Facebook page, Hurtasine Gorey.
All right. Thank you so much, Evangelist Hurtasine, once again for being with us.
Thank you.
Always a privilege to have you to come. And again, hope that you will get in touch with Evangelist Hurtasine. And if you want to get either one of the books, My Daily Adventures with God, Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural, or Flip Flop, just get in touch with us. She'd be glad to get them to you. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.